They Survived by Wilfred Noyce.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Foreword by Sir Vivian Fox. The character of an individual is complex indeed, but basically it is the product of the qualities with which he is born and his environmental experience. This fascinating selection of almost incredible stories of survival makes one wonder at the toughness of the human mind and body. It has been said that many brave deeds have only been performed because of a lack of imagination, or indeed the intelligence to appreciate a situation. Yet the difference between man and beast is the ability to think and to reason from previous knowledge. In a dangerous situation, the power to reason can be an aid, but when there is nothing to be done, the human must have great mental stability as well as the physical endurance of an animal. Passive resignation is not enough, and the conscious will must be invoked to aid the body to survive. One may read these accounts and be astonished at the unexpected reserves of strength which they reveal. Besides invoking admiration, they are a reminder that in every one of us there are similar reserves of strength, if only we can learn how to call upon them. Preface. I have called this book quite simply, They Survived. I say at once, it would be readily perceived if I did not, that I am no scientist, nor indeed any sort of ist. Books like The Science of Survival by L. Ron Hubbard of the Hubbard Dianoetic Foundation attack the broad canvas of human existence in terms of dynamics and categories into which...